Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Thursday, April 18th. On today's show, former IFC exec's new VC Synapses bets on Indian STEM startups in climate and health tech, and Birmingham startup Conduit closes a $4.25 million seed round. Plus, find out why HeatSeeker is the startup you need to be a better founder and build faster. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with news from the venture capital world. A new firm called Synpaces is looking to raise up to $150 million for its debut fund, with a focus on investing in Indian startups building products for the global market. The firm was founded by Ruchira Shukla, a former IFC executive, and Karthik Chandrasekhar of Sangam Ventures. For more on this, we're joined now by our startup and venture capital correspondent. So what's the thesis behind Synpaces, and how do they plan to differentiate themselves in the climate tech investing space?
Synpaces is taking a unique platform approach to investing in climate and health tech startups. Rather than just providing capital, they plan to incubate early-stage companies and run a separate seed funding program to nurture innovators until they are ready for the firm's main venture fund. The goal is to identify and support promising STEM innovations, particularly those coming out of India, but targeting global markets.
The climate tech sector in India has seen a surge of investor interest and new fund formation in recent years. How does Synpaces view the current landscape and potential for correction?
You're right. The data shows a significant jump in climate-focused funds and capital raised in India over the past 2 years. However, the Synpaces founders point out that many of these funds are concentrated in areas like climate-related digitization, supply chain automation, and large-scale project deployment. They see a gap in terms of funds providing deep technical due diligence and support for earlier stage science-based innovations. So while acknowledging the overall frothiness, they seem to believe their approach can still uncover valuable opportunities that others are missing.
What about the focus on Indian startups building for global markets? What's the opportunity they see there?
India has a large pool of STEM talent that is increasingly entrepreneurial and globally minded. Synpaces wants to tap into that talent base and help scale homegrown innovations that can compete on the world stage, not just domestically. They see this as a major opportunity, especially in the climate and health tech sectors, where Indian startups could potentially leapfrog legacy approaches prevalent in developed markets.
Thanks for the update on Synpaces and their debut fund. Shifting gears to another startup, Birmingham-based Conduit has announced the closing of a $4.25 million seed funding round. The company plans to use the capital to accelerate product development, expand its national sales team, enhance customer support, and meet growing demand. For more on this, we're joined by our startup correspondent. So what exactly does Conduit's platform do?
Conduit has developed a platform that digitizes and consolidates electrical construction and engineering data. It can calculate a facility's electrical system capacity while simplifying the process of electrical system construction. They have a mobile app that allows contractors to collect information about a site's existing infrastructure, redesign it, and collaborate in real time. The platform has applications for electrical contractors, solar and EV charger installers, electrical engineering firms, and more.
It sounds like this could really streamline a lot of complex processes in the construction industry. What did the founder have to say about the technology?
Founder Ian Hopp said the technology empowers the folks in the field to do their very best work. He sees an opportunity to apply the digital transformation that fintech brought to traditional banking and finance to the electrification needs of the future. As Hoppe put it, in a lot of ways, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. I've got electrical engineers and electricians on staff to drive sector-specific innovation, but other industries have had major success in the digital transition. I'm bringing the hammer of progress from fintech to bear in construction tech so we can really accelerate this transformation and see around some of the corners that I know are coming.
It will be interesting to see how Conduit's platform gets adopted in the industry. Can you tell us a bit more about the investors in this seed round?
The oversubscribed round was led by the Wesley Group, which has previously invested in companies like Tesla and Procore. There was also participation from Fontinalis Partners, known for investments in Lyft and Postmates, Navitas Capital, which has backed PlanGrid and Matterport, as well as C2 Ventures, Studio Management, and Overline. Interestingly, there was also a strategic investment from Southwire, a global wire and cable manufacturer.
With that lineup of investors and fresh capital to deploy, Conduit seems well-positioned to make an impact in the construction tech space. Thanks for the insights into this startup funding news. Fascinating to see how AI and other digital technologies are transforming traditional industries. Speaking of which, a Sydney startup called HeatSeeker is using AI to help founders validate their business ideas and conduct market research faster. The company just launched the alpha version of its testing platform. For more, we're joined now by our startup correspondent. So tell us, how does HeatSeeker aim to speed up the process of testing and launching new products?
HeatSeeker has developed what it calls growth hacking as a service. The platform allows B2B startup founders and marketers to rapidly test ideas and learn about their target markets by analyzing real-time customer data from social media. This has traditionally been a manual process requiring data science expertise, but HeatSeeker automates it, making these capabilities accessible even to brand new founders who don't have in-house data teams or large social media followings of their own to tap into.
Interesting. So in addition to social media data, what other information sources does the HeatSeeker platform leverage to assess markets?
The system also scans the websites of a startup's competitors. Plus, it incorporates sentiment analysis, pulling in data from online review sites to get a read on the current state of the market. By combining these various data points, HeatSeeker aims to provide a comprehensive, real-time view to help guide product decisions.
What's the company's longer-term vision beyond this initial alpha release?
The alpha version is focused on gathering feedback to refine the platform's ease of use. Farther down the road, the plan is to grant users access to what HeatSeeker calls its AI user. This will evidently be a feature that makes use of synthetic data generated from the real market data the system collects. The goal is for the platform to serve as a kind of on-demand growth engine that empowers founders to back up their product decisions with hard data.
And what's the funding situation for HeatSeeker at this point?
The startup is currently in the process of raising a pre-seed round targeting $1.3 million. A number of investors have already committed $650,000, including Euphemia, the investment firm of entrepreneur Dom Pim. Pim sees HeatSeeker as playing an important role in the startup ecosystem by reducing failure rates and allowing companies to iterate on products faster.
It will certainly be interesting to track HeatSeeker's own growth and see how its platform evolves. Thank you for the report. In other news, Elon Musk is set to meet with leading Indian space startups during his upcoming visit to India next week, marking a significant development for the country's burgeoning space industry. Here with more details is our correspondent. What can you tell us about the startups Musk is scheduled to meet with and the significance of this meeting?
Musk is slated to meet with notable aerospace startups such as Skyroot Aerospace, Agnikul Cosmos, Bellatrix Aerospace, and Dhruva Space in New Delhi on April 22nd. These companies have confirmed receiving invitations from the government for this meeting. It's a major opportunity for them to showcase their work and potentially attract investment from Musk and his ventures. The meeting should also offer insights into Musk's plans to invest in the Indian aerospace sector.
India has made impressive strides in space exploration recently. Can you highlight some of those achievements?
Absolutely. India successfully landed the Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft near the moon's south pole last year, a significant milestone. The country is also planning its first crewed mission, the Gaganyaan mission, set for 2025. These achievements have garnered global attention and demonstrated India's growing capabilities in space.
How has the Indian government been supporting the growth of the private space sector?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's administration has been proactively facilitating policy reforms to allow greater participation from private enterprises in the space sector. In February, the government approved regulations to incentivize foreign investment in the manufacturing of rockets and satellites in India. This aligns with efforts tracked companies like SpaceX and Tesla to invest in the country.
Speaking of SpaceX, what's the status of Starlink's plans to operate in India?
Starlink established a wholly owned subsidiary in India back in 2021, but its operational launch has been contingent upon securing government approvals. The Department of Telecommunications has given an in-principle approval to Starlink's proposal and is expediting the process of getting all its clearances in place. Musk's visit is expected to further discussions on this front.
And there have been some recent changes to foreign investment regulations in the space sector as well, correct?
That's right. The Ministry of Finance has unveiled new foreign direct investment regulations tailored for the satellite sector within the foreign exchange management rules. The objective is to foster increased investment from foreign entities. Under the updated guidelines, foreign investors are now permitted to inject up to 100% of FDI into the sector, with 74% falling under the automatic route. This encompasses investments spanning satellite manufacturing, operations, and more.
India's efforts to boost its space industry and attract global players like Musk and his companies will be interesting to follow. Thanks for breaking that down for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.